Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We are live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. Ian is here today. Hello, Ian.
What up, what up?
We got a lot going on. We got the big news. Thatcher Demko is out tonight for the Vancouver Canucks. And, again, we'll get into this a lot today. Barry Trotz will be on the program. And, I mean, my basic takeaway is I'm not worried about their goalie. But I'm worried about my goalie. You know, I want the Predators to play differently because Thatcher Demko's out? Now, look, I think it does affect how likely Vancouver is to win the series and what everything else means. But as far as like the, oh my God, Thatcher Demko's out, what now? I mean, you go out there and you play the way you were going to play if Thatcher Demko were in. It doesn't seem all that difficult to me. But we got a lot of Preds to get to today, but we're going to start with the Titans pre-draft press conference. So the Titans sent out an email saying that there was going to be a pre-draft press conference at 1 o'clock today. Now, Ian, who did you expect to hear on the Titans pre-draft press conference at least talk first when they held the pre-draft press conference? Last year, it was just Rancarthon, no Mike Vrabel, and Vrabel would later tell me they just felt like they were better off with one voice, which made me think that Vrabel didn't want to do it. But I go back. To Ian, who did you expect to hear start the Titans pre-draft press conference when we all knew that there was going to be a pre-draft press conference at 1 o'clock today?
Probably Rancarthon.
Okay. That was not who started the Titans pre-draft press conference. I thought it was going to be Rancarthon, too. In fact, it's really hard to prepare for the show when I don't know what they're going to say. So kind of my initial thought, as far as the pre-draft press conference and how we'd start the show, is kind of whatever they hinted at, you know, when they're asked about receiver or tackle or the seventh pick, whatever they're hinting at, the opposite is probably true. You know, just as far as a potential smokescreen and everything else. Then I was thrown for a curveball when it was not Rancarthon who opened the press conference, but it was instead the president of football operations, Chad Brinker.
All right, good afternoon. And welcome. We thank everyone for joining us today. It's an exciting week across the NFL where every organization is preparing for the NFL draft. Heading into this week, we want to take the opportunity for you all to be able to speak with our general manager and our head coach, the two men that are leading our draft process. There are so many people that are involved across football operation to allow this process to be successful.
So that's who started it, not the GM, which leads me to this question. Who's running the Titans? Who's making the pick on Thursday? You know, at the end of the day, somebody has to say, we're taking the tackle out of Notre Dame, or we're taking the tight end, or we're taking the quarterback, or we're taking the running back. Somebody has to make that decision. Who? Because normally these pre-draft press conferences are led by the people that are making those decisions. I don't ever remember Steve Underwood starting a John Robinson press conference ahead of the NFL draft. And this is what the Titans have done for the last 2.5 years since they fired John Robinson in the middle of the 2022 season. Again, a stupid decision, giving the timing of that decision. This is what the Titans have done since they made that choice, which has been as ambiguous as possible about who's actually responsible for acquiring good players and thus winning football games on Sundays in the fall. That's all last year was a question mark of who's in charge. They hired Rancarthon and they said collaboration, collaboration, collaboration. And I said, that's great. That's not going to work if you lose. Because if you lose, there's going to be some sides that are taken and this guy didn't. And then we found out, actually, all those things that we were told about how Mike Vrabel was totally on board with Rancarthon and, you know, that they were going to work together and they were seeing eye to eye. Actually, that's not true. In fact, Mike Vrabel told Amy, why don't you just make Rand the assistant general manager? We found out that, even though it was obvious to me that there were issues there, they said, there are no issues here. And then they fired Vrabel. And then when they fired Vrabel, Rand Carthon got up there and took no responsibility and no accountability for it. Why'd your team stink this year? Well, Mike Vrabel's got a good saying, the ball isn't round, so it didn't bounce our way this year. Who's responsible for Andre Dillard? Who drafted the guard with the 11th overall pick? We don't know the answer. You don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. So then the Titans decided, because that made them look so stupid last season. And this is not even about Ram. I mean, this is not. I'm sure some people are, oh, Jared Stillman's just hating on Ram. I'm actually not. Because I think that they're screwing Ram in all of this. But as far as like the structure of the team, we spent all last year trying to decode who was actually in charge. We were trying to figure out who is accountable for this dumpster fire of a football team. And we didn't know. And there's all these conflicting reports like, oh no, it was the owner that drafted Will Levis. Vrabel didn't even want him. That's what Charles Robinson said. And every time something would come out about the Titans would say, that's not true, that's not true. But remember, the Titans are the same people that told Diana Russini on Thanksgiving that Mike Vrabel was going to be the head coach next year. So, I mean, can we trust them? I mean, I was excited to hear what they had to say, and I do think there were some interesting nuggets in there. I don't think Rand is toothless in terms of being the general manager, but I've never seen this before. You know, I've never seen what they did last year, where they said collaboration, 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 nobody's in charge. And now I've never seen this, where the Titans take the general manager and technically promote him and make him the executive vice president, and the owner says he's got full roster control, but then also promote somebody else to a president position who's involved with the scouting and the salary cap and all the other things they say he's involved in, and then say, no, the vice president's in charge, not the president, and then they have the president lead the press conference instead of the vice president who's supposedly in charge. I've never seen that before. This does not have to be that difficult, right? I mean, look, I understand there are presidents that run teams, but the Titans already have a president, and his title is CEO, and that's Burke Nyhill. And I think Burke Nyhill has been involved in all of these processes, like firing John Robinson or firing Mike Vrabel or hiring Brian Callahan. So they've got a president and a CEO. Then they've got a president. Then they've got a vice president slash GM who's in charge of the players. And now we're going to send out the president, the second president, out to go start the press conference. And nobody else thinks this is completely fucked. The only world with which that this makes sense is in Titanland, where everything is bullcrap all the time. I mean, how hard is it to, hey, this is the general manager. He is in charge of the football team. This is the team president. He is technically in charge of the general manager, but he's not, again, micromanaging day-to-day, but he's the CEO of the whole building, so he runs the sponsorship deals and the ticket sales and the PSLs and everything else. You know, kind of like what the Predators do, right? We know Sean Henry is not making line changes today in Vancouver. What? I mean, seriously, the Titans, it's the same thing every time. It's just this giant ambiguous bubble of, I'm sorry, but who's in charge? I had somebody that was in the league at one point that told me, if you're running the Titans, you're serving a million different masters. And I never totally understood that. And now I'm starting to get it. And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that are like, oh, Jared, you're making a big deal out of nothing. I mean, he just got up there and talked for 6 minutes about the draft process and then turned it over to the other two guys. And you're probably the same people that told me that Vrabel's New England comments meant nothing last year when I kept telling you there is something going on. And the local scribe said, oh, no, there's nothing. And then, you know, Diana came out and said he's the coach. And I'm like, uh-uh. There's something fishy going on. and then they fired him. And a lot of you were like, man, Jared was right about that, which happens all the time, by the way. A lot of you don't want to admit it, but it happens all the time. I say something, I bang on it, bang on it, bang on it, bang on it. You think I'm crazy. You think I'm doing it for clicks and ratings and things like that. And then all of a sudden, the other thing happens, that the second shoe falls, and it's like, holy crap, he was right. I'm going to be honest. I think they've demoted Rand Carthon. Like, I don't think Rand Carthon is in charge. I think that it's this, you know, to be honest, I think Brinker's in charge. I do not think Rand Carthon is running the Titans. And honestly, I don't even like that, because I was looking at this draft as like, okay, this is going to be the make or break moment for Rand Carthon. Right? Like, you don't get two bad drafts in a row, and we don't know if last year's draft is going to be bad or not. But you don't get two bad drafts in a row. I said that before the 2021 draft, the Caleb Farley, Dylan Raiden's, Monty Rice draft. I said that, I'm like, hey, John Robinson, I know, you know, everybody thinks John Robinson's farts don't smell, but you don't get two bad drafts in a row. And he blew that one, and later he got fired. So that's how I was looking at this draft with Rand. Like, hey, this is the big daddy here. You know, this is the one where he's putting it on the mahogany. And then they have the president of football operations get up and open the press conference and then turn it over to what felt like his subordinates. And then I was told after they made the move to promote Chad Brinker and technically promote Rand, even though I think they demoted Rand, they decided like, you know, oh, no, Jared, this is different. Chad's just in charge of the field turf, the equipment, the IT department, security, you know, the things that go along with the football team that are important to the football team. But it's not about, you know, who's the right guard or the left guard. And then he's the guy going to the Senior Bowl to scout the prospects. So, I mean, I can't tell you exactly what's going on because I don't know. And that's the problem. Everybody should know who's in charge of the Titans. Everybody should know who's accountable for what happens on Thursday night. Everybody should know that there is somebody over there where the buck stops with them. And the answer is, for the second year in a row, the Titans have some kind of super system that we're all too stupid to understand, that, you know, we don't get it, they do. This is the way the NFL is going. This is right. Just like I told you last year's bullcrap wouldn't work, this is not the recipe for success for a pro sports organization. When the Predators make a trade, I know who makes that trade. I don't know with the Titans. I don't have a clue. I don't, and I'm not somebody who just thinks like, oh, the owner should stay out of everything. Like, I know that when it comes to the Patriots, for instance, the owner's going to be involved in what they do with the third pick. That's the owner. And I know where the owner lies with this team. I know she's at the top. But, I mean, you talk about just completely cutting your GM's legs out from under him by taking a guy that he hired, promoting him, telling us that that's not really promoting him over the general manager that hired him, and then have him get up there and give a speech to introduce the guy who's supposed to be higher than him on the pecking order, even though his title is vice president, which is below president. None of this makes any sense. That's the problem. That's how we're starting. 615-737-1025. The Titans can't just hold a normal press conference like everybody else. They got to do something that I'm sitting here saying, what the hell's going on? You know, I'm sitting here watching the press conference on my computer, and I see Brinker up there, and I'm like, Brinker? Like, is this going to be one of these, yeah, you know, we've decided to make a change because so-and-so, such-and-so. Like, what's going on here? And I'm telling you this, oh, Jared Stillman, he's just doing this because he's a... Yeah, you said that last year too. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. What in the hell is going on with the Titans? Now, I have an opinion as to what I think is happening. Like, how I think they're being run. I have no sourcing on this. This is a gut feeling of what I think's happening over there. And quite frankly, I don't like it. We'll do that next. 615-737-1025. We're off and rolling. It's a big day around here. Stillman and Company, 1025, 106.3 The Game.
We have worked really well together and worked really hard to be prepared for what we're about to do this weekend and beyond for that matter. You know, listen, we all know size and speed wins in this league. And we are excited about the additions that were made during the free agency process. We were able to acquire some players, some key players, at positions of needs before we headed into this process. But as we all know, if you look across the league at the organizations that continually to rise and at the top, operate at the highest level, the championship-type organizations, they ultimately build their football teams through the draft. And that is our philosophy as well. I know what we did this past offseason. I think the vision is static. It does not change. But the strategy on how to get where we're trying to get to, sometimes you have to adapt and have to adjust based off the circumstances.
Titans president of football operations, Chad Brinker, opening the press conference today before he turned it over to the vice president, Rand Carthon. But Rand's supposedly the one that's in charge Thursday night. Come on now. Ian, what is the theory that this show subscribes to, I would say, as constantly as any other potential theory one could subscribe to?
Talking about the duck theory?
The duck theory. If it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, chances are it's a duck, right? Doesn't it feel like Chad Brinker's been promoted above Rand Carthon? If he's the one that's introducing Rand Carthon at the press conference, and he's the one that's saying, our process is right. We have been working very hard. We are determined and dedicated to find the best of the best of the best of the best, sir. Now let me turn it over to my subordinates.
Yeah, I guess you could argue that.
That's what it feels like. So here's what I think's happening. And again, I have no sourcing on this, though I do know. I was told that last year, Rand Carthon reported to Amy Adams Strunk and to Burke Nihil, who was the team president and CEO. Now, Rand Carthon reports to Amy Adams Strunk and Chad Brinker, the president of football operations. I assume Chad Brinker reported to Rand Carthon last year, so Chad has effectively been kicked up over Rand on the depth chart. So that means Chad Brinker's in charge and Rand Carthon's not in charge, right? I don't know. Neither do you. Here's what I think's happening. And again, I have no sourcing on this. This is just my gut here. Again, we're operating by the duck theory. And I think we get a little leeway on this because we were right about it last year and everybody else said we were wrong. I think the Titans are being run by a three-person committee and I think Chad Brinker reports to Amy. That's what I think happens. I think it's a three-person committee of Chad Brinker, Rand Carthon, and Brian Callahan. Thus, there's an odd number, so any dispute ends up, there's going to be two on one side and one on the other. But I think that each guy is equally as powerful, and I think that they're all working together. And if you listen to the stories they tell, you kind of see a little bit of that, right? Like when Rand did the Titans podcast or did that speaker series that they turned into a podcast with Mike Keith and Brian Callahan, and they talked about Calvin Ridley. And he said that they had missed out on some free agent targets. So he went to take a shower, and while he was taking a shower, he thought about Calvin Ridley, and he got out of the shower, and he had a towel around his waist, and he told Chad Brinker, hey, we need to be in on Calvin Ridley. And Chad Brinker took it to Brian Callahan, and they all met in Brian Callahan's office, and they talked about I think it's a three-person committee. And, I think that's bad business. Because I think, again, in the NFL, it should be run by one person. No matter how much the Titans believe that collaboration is the key to success, the Chiefs are run by Andy Reid, and the 49ers are run by Kyle Shanahan. Whether you like it or not, that's reality. But I think this is a three-man committee. And the reason I think the Titans love this three-man committee is because they feel like, well, with this three-man committee, we'll get the best of everybody's brain. And if there's a bad idea, we'll weed it out because two will be better than the one bad idea. I mean, think about it. Three minds, better than one, don't you think? But you guys know how the NFL works. You know the NFL works with a structure of one guy's at the top and everybody works for the guy that's at the top. I mean, I don't think, how do you think Tom Landry would have felt about a three-man committee? How do you think that Bill Belichick would have worked with a three-man committee? Andy Reid ain't working with a three-man committee. I'll tell you that much right now. Neither is Howie Roseman. But you keep doing it your way, Titans. The doing it your way, Titans, over the years has produced exactly zero Super Bowls. Just wanting everybody to know that. So that's why I think it's going on. And honestly, I don't like it. Somebody tweeted me and said, why don't you just tell Rand he should step down? I'm like, because I don't think Rand should step down. I thought the Titans should have cleaned house at the end of last year and started over so that it's not this constant fakakta musical chairs of what all's going on. Who's in charge? We don't know. Who's making the decisions? I don't know. The owner decides, okay, I don't like you anymore. Now I like you. And then keeps doing. I don't think that will ever work. But as far as like telling Rand, like, you should step down, I don't believe that. In fact, I was a little hopeful today that we would say, okay, this is the draft. Like, this is the draft that's going to define Rand Carthon. Because either they're going to get this team better or they're not. You blow the seventh pick, you're gone. But now, I don't even know if you could fire Rand Carthon if he blows the seventh pick, because I don't even know if he's making the seventh pick. But nope, I'm sure the Titans, I'm sure their way will work. You know, their way last year worked so well. In fact, over the last 3 years, the Titans have had three separate moments where they've announced to everybody their leadership plans for the future. 2 years ago, it was Mike Vrabel and John Robinson dueling contract extensions, hands held. These guys are leading us to the next generation. 2 years later, they're both gone. The next year, it's Rand Carthon from the 49ers, Mike Vrabel stays, and they're equal, and they're going to work it out, and they're going to collaborate better than any two you've ever seen. It's like Bert and Ernie. You don't know who's more important. Then that didn't work. And now it's, well, this guy's the president. This guy's the vice president. Who's in charge of the football team? Technically, it's the vice president instead of the president. Okay, so who's going to go scout the players at the Senior Bowl? The president, who's not in charge other than the vice president. But hey, maybe I'm wrong. You guys, I think you guys think that I want Rand to fail. That's not true, because I'm a Titan fan, and I want the Titans to win. And if you've ever seen me at a Titans game or, you know, watched a Titans game with me, you know I ain't happy when the Titans lose. That being said, I'm kind of angry about all this, because as far as the Rand and my opinion of Rand and then how that's gotten blown out of proportion and everything else, I kind of want to see, like, okay, like, let's see. Like, you guys talk about, let Rand cook. I think that they've got a new chef. Like, I'm with you guys. Let's see. Let's see if he can do it. Not let's see if he can be a part of a three-person committee that can do it. So today, I was not expecting to go here today. But then they started off in the most ambiguous way possible, and they do this to themselves. They never make it simple. I don't think it's that hard, but this is who they are. This is what they do, and it shouldn't surprise us, I guess. 615-737-1025. What are your phones on this next? A lot of you want to weigh in. Again, that's 615-737-1025. Stillman and Company. Again, the big news on the hockey front, and we will get to it. Somebody texted me or tweeted me and was like, Jared, there's a big playoff game today. We have tons of playoff coverage, and the big news today is that Thatcher Demko is out. The goalie in Vancouver is out for today. 615-737-1025 is our phone number here on the program. And let me tell everybody to tune into 94.9 The Fan today as Vandy Baseball takes on UT Martin with first pitch at 6. Vandy Baseball is brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops, your countertop experts. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com.
Is it a Rand decision or is it a consensus decision?
No, it's a us decision. Everything we do is us. And that's why we spend the time that we spend together and understanding where we are. A-Rob and I were kind of going back and forth this weekend on a couple guys. And, you know, I texted him. I was like, hey, man, I think we're low on this guy. you know, in my opinion of watching. And so if you know A-Rob, he's going to come back with the facts. And he's like, hey, you know, scouts see him here. The coaches see him here. And I was the high guy. So I was like, all right, maybe I'm wrong, you know. And so it's a us thing. You know, last time I checked, I'm not devising a scheme. I'm not calling any plays. But it's my understanding of what he wants, what Denard wants, what Colt wants, you know, on all three phases. And it's our job to go out and find that for him.
That sounds good. That's not really how the NFL works. You know, the idea of, oh, no, this is all of us in making these decisions. And this is, we went through this last year. Like, we went through this last year. At some point, somebody has to make the final decision. Somebody has to be the person who's accountable. But with the Titans, it's always a moving target, and we never know. And somebody tweeted me and said, what are you talking about? Brinker was always above Rand Carthon. No, he wasn't. Rand Carthon hired Chad Brinker. And now Brinker's above Rand. And because Brinker doesn't do anything that's not football related, it's one thing to say, okay, well, Bert Nyhill's the president, but he handles, you know, the CEO element. The mayor wants to meet. That's a Bert Nyhill thing. That's different. But Brinker does football stuff. Again, let's use the Predators as an example. Sean Henry is technically Barry Trotz' boss, but Sean Henry is not going to Nova Scotia to scout out the 15-year-old prospects that they might draft in 2 years. Chad Brinker is. So, I don't know what to make of it, other than the Duck Theory says this is totally screwed up, and predictably people are mad at me, but you were mad at me last year over all the Vrabel stuff, and I was right. And so I get this one too. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. Dustin has been hanging patiently and is going to kick us off today. Thank you for calling and waiting. Go ahead, Dustin.
What's up, Jared? Yeah, it smells like a duck, walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck. This is year in, year out. As a Titans fan, the order of operations swaps so much, you can never get consistency. You never know who's the who and never know who's the not. You know, they say they're not going to fire a guy. Believe it or not, a week later they're going to fire him.
Sure.
I hate hoping they draft elite talent because they come here with no chance of winning a Super Bowl, and these guys deserve better. Henry deserves better. He moved on from us. Bless his soul. But this is on Amy. We can never figure out who it's on. So you got to go to the head of the snake. And Amy, I love you. You love the Titans. Honey, we all love
Easy
you.
Easy on the honey, brother. That is offensive.
Well, it's offensive to you, but ma'am, this,
better.
You know, if you love them, you know, set them free, because you're making these swaps so frequently and nobody knows who's the who and who's the not.
So I agree with that. Thank you for your call, Dustin. Here's what I think. I believe, and everything you said about Amy, I back. I mean, Amy has put up the money for the team this year. I mean, they have spent in free agency. And I have told you guys that, I mean, I think Amy's heart is truly where it's at. You know, like I have no problem with this woman running the football team or owning the football team. I have no problem with that at all, even if I don't agree with everything that she does, because I don't agree with everything that everybody does. And everybody doesn't agree with everything that I do. I get it. But I do agree that, like, if we're going to do the Rand Carthon thing, right? Like, if we're going to say, hey, no, Jared, you're wrong. Rand is a great evaluator. Rand's relationships are next level. Rand can run the football team and run it well, and you'll be wrong. If that's the case, let him do it. Like, I'm not against that. And I'm not a Rand Carthon fan. In fact, Rand said something today that really pissed me off. I'm not a Rand Carthon fan, but I at least want to see if he, like, let him, like, let's let him do it. Instead of telling me, no, he can do it, but we're going to promote somebody over him just because. Well, don't do that. And at the end of the day, of course, it's the owner that makes that decision. And so I do love Amy. And I just really believe that this kind of thing is kind of stupid. You know, if you wanted to make Chad Brinker the president of football operations and have him be the guy in charge, and make him the guy who's in charge. I mean, it would be demoting Rand, even if you pay Rand more money. But, you know, go ahead and do that. But they didn't do that. They promoted both of them, and I'm still not even sure who does what. Jeff is up next and has been waiting patiently. Thank you for waiting. What's up, Jeff?
I have two quick points, Jared. First of all, I do agree with you that the titles of Brinker and Carthon are completely fakakta, and we don't know what's it's weird. It's a weird situation, okay? It's messed up. Second of all, however, you have to look at the clip that you played at the beginning of your show. What did Brinker say? He said, I'm handing it over to Rand and Coach Callahan, who will lead our draft this weekend.
So Coach Callahan, who's not in charge, is now equally as in charge as Rand, is what you're telling me.
What did Rand say when Callahan was hired? That they, this is the word that you hate, that they would collaborate together on all phases of the football operation. And presumably that includes the draft. So is Rand going to pick players that the coach doesn't want? No, of course not.
So I will say this, Jeff, that sounds good. That sounds good. And I appreciate your call. That's not how this works. Like I told you guys this last year when everybody said, well, you know, Vrabel's going to tell Rand what to go look for, and Rand's going to go get it. And that's Rand, we need some returners. And I'm like, that's not going to work in the NFL. No, Jared, it's going to work. And it didn't. You had no left tackle last year, or right tackle, for that matter. That doesn't work. The idea of, well, I mean, you know, it's going to be a collaboration. Why would he pick a player that Brian Callahan doesn't like? I think in some instances because, well, he thinks the guy's a good player. That's why he's GM. That's why he's paid the money to run the team. And I don't think, you know, again, to say, oh, well, these two guys are running the draft, so Brinker is totally out of it. That would be like them saying Rand's in charge, but we gave another guy the title of president. He's vice president. By the way, I talked to a former general manager today. And I said to the former GM, I said, if you had a player that you loved, Neighbors, Harrison, Bowers, Adunze, whomever, you loved them, and you wanted to take them, and Brian Callahan and Bill Callahan begged you, don't do it. Give us Joe Alt. If you give us Joe Alt, then Joe Alt is going to be Orlando Pace, and he's going to go right to the Hall of Fame. Would you do it? And that former general manager told me, if I was in my second year like Rand is, I probably would. But now that I've done it for years, I would not do that. I would say, sorry, we're taking the guy and then we'll figure it out. There's a player by the name of Bryant Mix, who the Titans took in the second round when they were the Oilers, I believe, in the Eddie George draft in 1996. I could be wrong. It might be 95 that he was taken. Bryant Mix is the guy's name. And Floyd always talked about Bryant Mix as a guy that all the scouts and all the coaches were just in love with, and he didn't see it. He said, I just don't get it. Like, when I watch tape, I don't see. Took him anyways. He was a bust, and Floyd learned never to do that again. So it's easy to say, oh, well, I mean, of course they're working together. That's perfect. But that doesn't work in the NFL. We've always talked about it. We spent all last year talking about it and watching it. And now you're basically doing the same thing, except with guys that might actually like each other this time, and you're expecting a different result. 615-737-1025. More of your phones in on this. 615-737-1025. And I did say there was one thing Rand said that did stick up my craw. We will get to that coming up here on Stillman & Company, 1025-1063 The Game. And let me tell all the fine folks, do not miss the best draft coverage. You know it. Between our analysts of Derek, Chris, and Trevor, plus we react in live time to the NFL Draft Thursday, Twin Peaks in Madison, 6 o'clock, for our draft coverage, home of the 29-degree beer, presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment, ESPN Bet, and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
All right, good afternoon, and welcome. We thank everyone for joining us today. It's an exciting week across the NFL, where every organization is preparing for the NFL draft. Heading into this week, we want to take the opportunity for you all to be able to speak with our general manager and our head coach, the two men that are leading our draft process. There are so many people that are involved across football operation to allow this process to be successful.
That was Chad Brinker starting the Titans draft press conference today. The president then turned it over to the vice president, but the vice president is supposedly in charge. Huh? Damian texts in and says, what difference does it make who's number one, two, or three on the front office depth chart? As long as we get it right, says Damian. Why get bent out of shape on a press conference? I've not been out of shape about the press conference. The press conference itself was fine. Rand said one thing that drove me insane. But the reason why this matters is because this is the same thing that you ran into last year, which is who is accountable. You guys keep saying, hey, let Rand cook, Jared. But then when they promote somebody over him, isn't that the opposite of what you all want to see happen? And for me, it's the opposite of what I want to see happen. You know, the thing that drove me crazy that Rand said today was when he was talking about how he feels like this is his first draft. Because that sounds good, but that's not true. This is what he said earlier today.
To me, this year is new. Different system, you know, different head coach. I was talking with Tom Jones, you know, I think earlier today, and I was telling him this is my first draft, you know, because this is a new way of doing things and how we're going to do it. So it's new. It's never unsettling. I've been up since 2:30 this morning, just different things popping your head, and you can't go to sleep, and you grab your phone, and now you're researching to the point where my wife, like, put her hand on my shoulder. She was like, just put it down, you know, and so it's that happens, you know what I mean? And so I'm excited, you know, about the challenge. Excited to help bring, you know, Brian's vision to light.
This feels like my first draft. Why? Because last year's wasn't good. So when Skoronski becomes a superstar, like you guys all tell me he will, or Levis becomes a franchise quarterback, like a lot of you all assume that he will be, who gets credit for that? Well, you know the answer is it's going to be Ram. But he's already telling you, oh, no, last year doesn't count. Well, I mean, that's convenient, but that's not true. And so everything the Titans have done, it makes me feel like it's trying to skirt accountability. So that's why it matters. If you draft good players, I'll give you credit. If you blow it, I'll put it on you too. That's like John Robinson. I was on his ass about Isaiah Wilson. I hated the Caleb Farley pick. We joke about how legendary the draft night reactions are when it comes to Monty Rice and Dylan Raidens. At the end of the day, John Robinson won 61% of his games. And there is no way to take that away from him because you know he was running the Titans the entire time. That's what accountability is. Instead, it's like, well, last year wasn't my fault because Vrabel was the coach. So don't blame me for any of that. What if those players are good? Give me all the credit. I don't know. That's not how this works. Let's go to Lance, who's been waiting patiently and is up next here on the program. Thank you for calling and waiting. What's up, Lance?
Yeah, two things. I called in like 6 months ago, and I was kind of harsh on Rand. And I think I've seen some things lately that give me some confidence. I'm happy going into the draft.
Like what?
I like the offseason signings, for one. I was under the impression that T hat he was wearing was not a Titans hat, and I was corrected on that. So
that is not a Titans hat.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the T hat, not that, and I don't care about this anymore. And I think Rand was wearing a regular Titans hat today at the press conference, if I'm not mistaken, which I am in favor of. But
I want to give a shout out to Indy Ben though, real quick, before this goes.
I don't
the rail.
Care about Indy Ben. Come I don't on. Do the caller on caller stuff. Lance, thank you.
He don't
so one Come texter on. Into the text line says, Jared, Rand said that because we all know Vrabel was the one pulling the majority of the strings last year. Please stop the Rand hate. Do we know that? Like, Ian, do we know that Vrabel was the one pulling the strings last year?
What strings?
Texter
like the
says,
roster?
Yeah, that Vrabel was the one pulling the strings last year.
I don't guess we know that.
I mean, nobody told me that. Like, I don't. So does Rand not, is he not responsible at all for Skoronski, Levis, Spears, any of these guys? Because I'm told that I'm a hater because he's the one that got DeAndre Hopkins right, and he's the one that drafted Tajay Spears, and he's the one who, so is it just, to me, again, and I said this, you're going to think this is about Rand, and it's not. It's about the Titans. I'm not mad at Rand today. I'm mad at the Titans today. I am mad about the comment about this feels like my first draft because, to me, that's bullcrap. Like, either own it or don't. But don't do the, you know, half in, half out, which they just love doing. Today, I am mad at the Titans. I'm not mad at Rand Carthon. I want Rand Carthon to be, if you're going to put Rand in charge of the team, if you're going to tell me, hey, let Rand cook, baby, if you're going to do that, then make it his and leave there no doubt that it's his operation. The way that there was no doubt that it was John Robinson's operation. Mike Vrabel's the one that stood up before the Titans signed Jadeveon Clowney and said all of that extra noise out there that Clowney doesn't play hard or that Clowney doesn't care about the team or, you know, that wasn't my experience. Clowney was nothing but a true pro when I was in Houston. John Robinson signs him, and it's John Robinson who gets all of the, you know, slander for why the Clowney thing didn't work out. Vrabel gets none of it. Why? Because John's in charge. Because even if Vrabel was on his hands and his knees begging for Clowney, one man decided to sign him. And in this case, it's like, well, now we don't know who's doing what, and it's better off that way, Jared. I told you this last time. I told you last year wasn't going to work. I said that does not work. It works if you win. Because if you win, everything works. But it does not work if you don't win. And the second they weren't winning, we saw it. Right? The comments about, I didn't say Will Levis was starting. The Kevin Byard trade. We started to see, you know, the division of paths as far as how they were going. But I thought they were, you guys told me it was going to work out great. So I want, if Rand's going to be in charge, I want Rand in charge. And I don't want there to be any ambiguity of that. Because I want Rand to be accountable, both positively or negatively, if they make the best seventh overall pick in the NFL. Just like if they draft Robert Gallery with the seventh overall pick on Thursday night. And then that should lead to Rand being fired. Because that's how this league works. So this isn't about Rand. This is about the Titans. This is about the Titans that always have some super duper way that we're all, that I'm just too stupid to understand every year. But for some reason, they don't win. For some reason, they fire John Robinson in the middle of the year, something nobody would have done. It made no sense to me, and it depressed me at the time when they did that because I was like, oh my God, is my team a stupid team? Is my team the Jets? And so that happened. Oh no, Jared, Amy had to put her foot down. They didn't win a game the rest of the year, and it cost them the division that they had in their hands. But you're right. You were right. I was wrong. Uh-huh. Last year. This collaboration will work. Really? Because Vrabel went to the owner, as reported by The Athletic. Vrabel went to the owner and said, eh, make him assistant general manager. And then that didn't work. But you guys were right. I was wrong. Uh-huh. Let's see. Let's see if I get it right 3 years in a row. 615-737-1025, which is our phone number, 615-737-1025. I'm done complaining about that for right now. I'm done complaining about it for right now. I'm sure it will come up again. But I do have, as far as I'm concerned, there is a draft element that I think we need to go over. I want to do that next. Stillman and Company, 1025, 106.3 The Game.